Your company this morning on this Friday. Now, directly or indirectly, you've probably helped my next guest to help other people. And we know that volunteers can be the lifeblood of communities, and perhaps none more so than the Lions Club of Australia. The Lions Club this month turns 75 years old, and its chief executive officer is Rob Olemans, and he's with us now. Rob, welcome aboard.
Hello, thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. How big is Lions Club of Australia?
Well, we've got around about 24,000 members. We're in nearly 1,200 communities around Australia. And we actually think we're a little bigger than that because we've got a whole lot of members who are Lions, but their friends and family often participate in all of the work that we do as well. So we're a big, strong organisation. We plan to grow.
Yeah.
And what's the aim of the organisation?
Well, Lions is a apolitical, non-religious organisation, and it's just a group of community-spirited volunteers. And one of the great things about Lions is that if you've got a humanitarian cause and something of interest to do, you can work with your Lions Club to deliver that. Our only point is to be ethical, to be humanitarian, and to help our communities in whatever way the club wants to.
It was formed, 1947?
Absolutely.
75 minus 2, yeah. Around that time, people, I suppose, were recovering from war, things like that. Did that point the Lions towards, you know, why it exists and what it's all about?
Yeah, well, the international organisation started in 1917, and not coincidentally after the tail end of the First World War. Lions came to Australia in 47 with the first club in Lismore, and that was really started by an Apexian. Now, right. Apex is a homegrown Australian service club organisation, which at the time you had to be under 35 to join. So one Apexian, Bill Tresize, who had just passed 35 years old and still wanted to serve, he went to America and said, look, I want to bring your model to Australia. And they started the first Lions Club in Lismore. But sure, it was at a time when people were really thinking about their own country and how to help, and obviously worried about security and things, and Lions Clubs developed from them. The Lismore Club started, and then that Lismore Club formed other clubs and formed other clubs, and before you know it, we were all around Australia and in Papua New Guinea, in fact.
Gee, that, just hearing you talk about Lismore, it's a cruel irony, isn't it, that they are just dealing with so much right now and have been for months, flood-wise, as we celebrate 75 years, and Lions is, I don't know how many people are there from your clubs, but that's just creepily ironic that on this birthday, that's where it all started.
Yeah, absolutely. And after the big floods in Lismore, we contacted our local clubs. They were out there serving their local first responders, looking after the community, rehousing them. The same as usual, but you're absolutely right. Everyone in the association is thinking about that, that our first club is working so hard.
Why is it called Lions? I mean, that's aggressive, but tigers, scorpions, they're all, you know.
There's a few different theories about lions. There was an association in the United States that bore that name that was part of the seeding of the organisation. I think it started as a businessmen's club.
Right.
And of course Lions is now men and women and young and old. And I think they were looking for a strong figure. There's a few different explanations for the acronym, which are all made up. Liberty, Intelligence, Our Nation's Safety.
That's a good one, is
one of them, and that the Lions remember. But really, I think, yeah, a strong, recognisable creature, my own opinion. I think, look, we all love the Lions organisation, we love the name.
Yep.
The fact that it is a gendered name makes it difficult because we want people to know that if you're a woman, please come and join us and you'll be very welcome in the clubs.
Yeah, wow.
Do we think that eventually we might change the name and put something in with the word lion to symbolise that women are involved as well?
Now, Raven, that's well above my pay grade, but I don't think so. I think the symbol has great meaning.
It speaks for itself, doesn't it?
It's got too much trust. Rob Olemans is my guest. He's the CEO of Lions Australia. What brings you here? You're in the far north.
Absolutely. So we have a regional conference, and it's called the ANZI Pacific Forum. Australia, New Zealand and the Pacific Islands, and of course Indonesia. So in our international association, we group together in areas. So we're bringing people from our region together to talk about lions, to talk about how we can work together, to learn about our association. And we've also brought our leaders, our international president, Brian Sheen, over from Chicago, and the incoming president and a number of staff, so we can talk to them about how we need to work together to move the organisation forward. Wow. We've got 300 lions from around the world. We're really pleased to have those people here in Cairns, given that we've all been suffering from COVID lockdowns and disruptions. We had a great dinner last night and everyone was so pleased to be together face to face.
You're the sort of organisation that doesn't leave people behind. You're getting to everything in communities. What was that 2-year period like where you quite possibly had to leave people behind for a period of time?
Well, we didn't, and it was challenging for our members because it's the face-to-face and direct interaction that we love. We quickly, and we've been modernising over time, but we quickly all learned to use the different video conferencing platforms. Sure. At a club level, and you know, we taught a lot of old dogs new tricks. So clubs were meeting using Zoom and Teams and Google Hangouts and all of the sorts of platforms, and learning how to use that. In some cases, they really just worked at a local level, looking after each other and their neighbours and keeping going. But it certainly did hurt us. There was a statistic that prior to COVID, 33% of Australians were volunteering across all organisations, and it dropped down to 24%. So we've put a lot of energy into getting our people back out there and getting involved in working. So it's it is a challenge, but we think we're now heading in the right direction. And our leadership at our Australian level has set a goal to grow another 8,000 members before 2030. So our motto is 30 by 30, 30,000 members by 2030 and 50,000 by 2050.
Wow.
And what does the Lions Club do to help people? What are some of the things that people will see you out in the community doing, aside from selling sausages, of course?
Yeah, well, and our diversity is our strength, and it also is our challenge, because people say, well, what is Lions? Well, we're out there during disasters. We obviously, a lot of what clubs do is help in that first response. They look after the first responders. They look after people who've been displaced in disaster. But we also, in that space, we stay around. So we still have Lions who are in the communities helping to rebuild from Black Saturday all those years ago and from the Black Summer bushfires. And the strength of an organisation like ours, where you join, is that we're around for the long haul. We raise a lot of money, which we're well known for. We've been involved in things like the with our Children's Cancer Foundation in doing a big international study to map the genome of children with cancers.
Wow.
And to better understand how to treat those cancers. And that was an active research project where a number of the young people who participated in that actually were treated and cured of their cancers, which is fantastic. Mm. For us, at a local level, clubs are doing greening and community parks. For our 75th anniversary, we set a challenge that we wanted 75 gardens around Australia from local Lions clubs to celebrate that anniversary. We now have over 110 and still going. We keep we don't often find out about these things till our Lions clubs post on social media, and we see these great little examples of gardens going forward. We get involved in events and community fundraisers. Our Australian Lions Foundation, well, that's our disaster foundation. We're doing work in spinal cord research. We have a foundation in West Australia who's involved in Alzheimer's research.
Wow.
Who's doing great things with Professor Ralph Martins, who's one of the key Australian leaders in that area. So we, our hearing dogs program, we've provided hearing assistance dogs for people for the last 40 years, and we plan to double the number of assistance dogs. I possibly should stop now, but the list goes on and on and on.
It is just sensational, because I'm sure past the volunteers that we see at perhaps community events and whatnot, we're not really sure about what it is that Lions does. That is beautiful insight. And I'm just thinking out loud, we're only on air till 10 o'clock today, but if you're listening and you're part of a Lions club, take some recognition. Maybe send me a text and let me give you a shout out on 0487 993 222, 0487 993 222. My name's Phil, I'm with Raven, and we'd love to hear. I know you don't really do it for the recognition, so dob in someone else. Dob in the Lions Club from the neighbouring community, something like that. You're good at raising money, Rob. Do you raise enough? You take in all the Lions Christmas cakes and Lions... Can you still get Lions mints?
Absolutely, yeah.
All that stuff. Is it enough, or do you always find yourself falling short?
When can you raise enough money? Like, our clubs are very successful fundraisers. We have our Australian Lions Foundation, for example, that I think raises and distributes about $3 or $4 million a year. But our foundations work very hard, so they don't hang on to that money. They get it out almost as quickly as they can get it in, which, wow, of course means when the next disaster comes, we need to make sure that we're there to top up that foundation. Absolutely. So, we are expert fundraisers, and each club, you can be sure, will have a reserve to help their community if needed. We think, because every club is independent and does its own thing, we think we raise about $50 million a year at least.
Yep.
And give all that money back into your community, because not everyone knows, but we pay fees to be Lions. Mm-hmm. So that covers all of our costs. It covers the costs of our national office and all of our, and our very small team of staff.
Your
so
enormous wage.
Absolutely. So...
Rob pulled up in a Ferrari. No, I'm just kidding.
So what it means, if you give a dollar to a Lions cause, every cent of that money goes to that cause, which, yeah, I think is really important. Of course, the other thing, we were better known as service-oriented people than fundraisers in the early days.
Right.
And we want to get back to our roots, because we think Australians love to volunteer and love to participate. And we want to get out there and be the people who are out there seen to be doing things. And we do a lot of service, but we can do more. Our challenge is to grow new clubs.
Yep.
Because membership is not an end in itself. It's all about the capacity to help our communities going forward. So when our Lions have moved on or passed away, as we all will do one day, we want to make sure our communities remain strong with a great Lions club that can help when the next needs arise.
Perfect world, you'd have a Lions club in every town, but obviously you're not there yet. Where would you be, though, without volunteers?
Well, you know, that's the question that's always asked, and we've got great welfare and support systems in Australia, but we know when we saw the floods and we saw the fires, we know that's not enough. You know, government can't provide everything, and those services don't help every problem. Mm. You actually need community-spirited people to get behind and deliver those services. And they come out at those times, you know. Often it's a time when we grow in disasters, because people realise that it requires every one of us just to get involved and participate. Mm.
Mm. Well, Rob Olemans, CEO of Lions Australia, you've got a big audience down, a lot of volunteers listening. You know, anything you'd like to say to them?
Look, come and join us. You may be volunteering at your football club or some other organisation. Your Lions Club will welcome you. And especially if you've got a great humanitarian project and you don't have a Lions Club in your community, but you want to start one, get in touch with us. Go search Lions Australia on social media or on the web. Talk to us. We'd love to help you form a Lions Club. And what you'll end up is being part of a big supportive family that can help you achieve what you need.
Just really quickly before we go, how many clubs are we starting every year? Are we starting quite a few, or is it quite a rare thing when a new club forms?
We aren't starting enough, Raven. So probably only half a dozen clubs every year. We want to start at least 20 clubs every year to grow and be strong. So we're always looking for those opportunities. We obviously look after trying to build, rebuild and increase the members in our existing clubs. Mm. But we know, like, the nature of our organisation is you've got to have a group of like-minded people who get united behind a cause. And one of the good ways of doing that is to get your mates together and all your supporters together and to form your own club that does what you want to do in the way that you want to do it.
All right. Rob Olemans, thanks so much for visiting our part of the world and coming into the studio. It's been great. Happy birthday, and thank you to you. Anyone who's worn a Lions t-shirt or gotten involved in a sausage sizzle, it'd be billions of
sausages yearly, wouldn't it? You couldn't put a number on it. Billions of sausages. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. And well done for all you do.
Thank you, Phil. And thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure to meet you.